Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful to be with you on this August 7th day, 2021. We're going to be looking at how do I do it? That's what people email me. They ask me how can they enter into a practice. Every so often I get this. It's generally not sincere. We're not living in an age where the sincerity of an authentic effort to awaken spiritually really exists very much. There's so much craziness, mental illness out there in this world. There aren't many people who are willing to take a deep look into themselves and what they're really all about. So it makes it very, very, what do I want to say? Nebulous. That would be a good word. We are very nebulous about what it is that is a spiritual practice, where people are suspicious. And I'm going to be very blunt. There's a great lack of mental health out there. People are crazy. They think thoughts that aren't there. They gaslight people. They lie. They stick words in people's mouths. I've had it done to me as a teacher. I've had people that, you know, had a really hard time with what I was trying to show them about themselves, and then they went off into some doo-doo land of crazy, and it just, you know, turns into mush. So the people that are writing me here, I'm going to answer their questions, but what really needs to be understood is, do you have the mental capacity to do it? Are you mentally fit enough even to consider a spiritual practice? And that's the tricky part. Most people, I will say, aren't. They weren't raised well. They don't live well. And it would be very, very big stretch for them to be able to go beyond how they were raised. When you're entering into an authentic spiritual process, the first thing that has to happen is self-examination. It's not about philosophy or religion. It's about the process of being able to see how the ego, how the body make reality for us, make us think things that aren't there, make us believe in things that don't exist, and also to see how easily led astray we are. So there's a lot going on when you think in terms of a spiritual awakening. And here's a couple of people who emailed me a few weeks ago, and I'm happy. It's funny how it all works. One emailed me on a weekend a couple of weeks ago, and the other one another weekend the following weekend. So it's always interesting to me the order in which things come to me for the sake of serving not only them, but you. First question comes from Trent. He does not tell me where he lives. How do I get to the truth of myself? I get easily offended. Well, Trent, there's the problem, getting easily offended. If you allow yourself to get easily offended, what have you accomplished? Your ego is always going to be offended, always is going to be offended at whatever it is that I might, let's say, teach, or an authentic teacher would teach. If you listen to the Buddha, you're going to be offended. If you listen to Jesus, you're going to be deeply offended. This stuff goes on and on and on. And most people are psychologically poised to be defensive, and they will lie and lie and lie to save their inner face. So they're not going to do well with themselves. They're not going to be able to see the ultimate truth and what that ultimate truth is, because it's offensive to the ego. And the ego is everything to most people. It's how we identify ourselves. The ego of Gregory Penn is there, prevalent. And when you say, hey, Greg, it is my ego. that says yes. It's my ego that answers. It's my ego that assesses most every situation in order to achieve a benefit for whatever that ego thinks it needs. So when you start looking at the way of the world, you start looking at life in general and yourself, what chance does an awakening have for you or any of us if we are simply offended by what the ego hears of itself? How do I get to the truth of myself? And that's what you're asking here. It's going to be through courage. You're going to have to ignore those emotional impulses that are supported by the ego. And you got to ask the first question, and then you're going to have to answer it. What came first, my ego or my human impulses? It's the first question you've got to ask yourself. Well, they weren't created simultaneously. They were created by the emotionality that lives within me, and that comes from my genetic heritage as well as my DNA. So my ego was formed as I had these impulses emotionally, even as a tiny baby, to my mother and father's touch, to the environment I was in. I started to build an ego to survive in this world. Now, you know, to say that that does not exist or that's a bad process or whatever is simply irrelevant. It doesn't matter. It happens. And it happens because here we are, as we are, getting these constant emotional impulses from the body that often come not only through genetics and DNA, but through past life experiences. So, when a baby comes into this world, Trent, thing that's happening is there's more occurring from a past life and is, so to speak, finding its nesting place within a person's psyche. And they start building a life based on that psyche. And pretty soon, theories, beliefs, ideas, ideals, all that stuff becomes more important to a person than does, shall we say, the awakening. And we get such a response from other people's egos and their emotional state of mind and being, and hence we start falling into the pit of the collective unconscious, and that's an endless pit of hell. And we just go on and on and on this way, developing an ego, trying to make our presence known in society, among our friends, among our family, and trying to fit in and figure out where we belong so we can be either special or not. Maybe some people I find have such low self-esteem, this all builds up to self-esteem, that they only want, you know, shall we say, people of lower rank. to be around because it's easier that way. They don't want to hang around anyone who had any kind of higher rank, let's say, in society through self-esteem. It's all ego. This whole thing, it's such a waste of time. And so, Trent, you've got to figure out, are you willing to live in this waste of time, in this waste of energy, in this waste of a lifetime? That's what you've got to figure out for yourself. No one can do that for you. It is what it is. You're going to have to start thinking about it as it is. And do I want my ego or do I want the truth of myself? Am I willing to, shall we say, ignore or be passive towards the ego and insult the living hell out of it and make myself terribly uncomfortable for a while, maybe for the rest of your life, while working upon yourself? Now, that just doesn't sound appealing to the average person, and that's why it's going to be very difficult for you to do it. Oh, by the way, on top of all of that, you're going to need a teacher. You can't do it alone. People think they can do it alone, but they can't. So until you're ready to, shall we say, allow a teacher to guide you, to direct you, to insult you, you're not going to go very far. And the chances of you doing that in my book, you know, with my 50 years of work, nil to none, very slim. But if you want to get started, get started. You're going to first have to find a teacher to work with you. And I don't know where you live. If you lived around here in the Northern California area, I would be honored to help you. But I guarantee you, it's going to be difficult. Not because I make it difficult, but because it is difficult. Please forgive me, Trent. Namaste. I know everybody wants to hear good thing. Oh, it's real simple. Silly. Okay, last one. William does not tell me where he lives either. What can I do to realize, as you say? He meant self-realize. Well, like I said to Trent, the first thing is you're going to have to be willing to be insulted. You're just going to have to be willing to do that. Second, you're going to have to find a teacher who is willing to tell you the truth and not lollygag around in things with you that would sustain the vanity, pride, ego. I think most people are looking for a narcissistic way of approaching spirituality. And they think that narcissism is the way of spirituality. And it's not. But that's what people think. It's a tough go. And if you really read the Beatitudes, or if you read the Dhammapada, if you read the Tao by Lao Tzu, you will see this is not an easy thing to do, nor is it accommodating to the ego, nor is it pleasant to the ego. It just isn't something that most people would like to do. So that all being said, my dear, you have a lot ahead of you. If you really want to self-realize, you will also have to be deeply honest with yourself and not put aside the idea that you are more screwed up psychologically and emotionally than you may think you are. You may look around you at this sick society we're in now, sick world, and think, well, I'm average, I'm like everyone else, and that will be the problem. You can't awaken or self-realize if you're running around within this culture, this society, and thinking that you want to blend in to the society and think that you're normal. Again, you're going to have to find a teacher who is, shall we say, daring enough, honest enough to lose you as a student for the sake of helping you awaken as a spiritual being. And that's going to be hard to find. I'm not going to mince words. It's not going to be difficult. It's going to be impossible. It's going to be very hard to find. And when you do, then you're going to have to allow yourself to trust that person enough to help you realize. And what do you need to realize? It's really easy. You are love. This realization is more difficult than you might imagine, because we think of love as emotional love. And the love I am speaking of is not emotional love. It is the authentic love. And to do that, many things must be sacrificed. Our human will, our human beliefs, our human doubts, our human skepticisms, our human intellect. You have to become a clean slate. And you have to want this with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your strength. That's really what it's all about. And if you can do that, if you can really do that, William, you will awaken. I guarantee it. It lives very simply in all of us. And most of us are just wasting our time in this world trying to live for what we can get. I'm out of here. I hope that helps you, William. Thank you for your comments and your questions. I appreciated it. And please forgive me. Namaste. More next weekend. Hope you'll join me. Please forgive me for everything, my dear ones. Namaste.